Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today is the feast of the Holy Innocents. It's when we honor the martyrdom of the little boys around Bethlehem killed by King Herod. One of the tragic themes of the Old Testament, a theme which a lot of people don't know about, is the theme of child murder. Over and over again, when the influence of the pagans began to infect the chosen people of Israel, unfortunately, tragically, they would begin to sacrifice their infants to idols. The false idol most associated with this abominable practice was Moloch. Now, I've seen a statue of Moloch in an archaeological dig in Israel, and it was horrible. But as the history of the Israelites unfolds, they are repeatedly susceptible to worshiping these demon gods. In fact, when the kingdom of Israel splits into two kingdoms, one in the north and one in the south, both end up being conquered and exiled. And in the case of both kingdoms, the prophets explain that the reason for their national demise was the fact that both kingdoms engaged in child sacrifice, in baby murder. So when King Herod orders the slaughter of an entire population of little children around Bethlehem, it's nothing new in the Bible. It's nothing new in the sometimes wretched history of humanity. The attack on children, the disregard of the life of children, is ordinary. It is only the coming of Christ, the infant, that causes the world to realize the true beauty and goodness of children and the horror of abusing or destroying them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's not just in biblical history that we find this disdain for the lives of children. All the pagan philosophers and all the practices in the pagan world allowed for disposing of unwanted children. If there was something wrong with your new baby, or you didn't want another baby, you drowned it, or more commonly, left it out in the woods. Before Christianity, there were almost no orphanages because few cultures believed an unwanted baby deserved care, deserved love, deserved to be defended from attack. So everywhere Christian missionaries went, one of the first things they had to do was build orphanages to care for the children that people were leaving, quite literally, under trees. You see, love of Christ entails love of the goodness of children. And as Herod shows, ignorance and hatred of Christ means an ignorance and hatred of the goodness of children, which is why our post-Christian society is so committed, like Herod, to eliminating Christ from the world, which then leads to destroying children. The two are absolutely correlated. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It is the coming of Jesus that definitively shows the goodness and beauty of children. God first comes to earth, is first adored in the flesh as a child. And Christ not only shows us the importance of children, he says it explicitly. Let the children come to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And then he took a child and said, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, then you have to become a child. And I praise you, Father, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and have revealed them to little children. In other words, Jesus says that children are the standard for discipleship, for understanding the faith and getting into heaven. They are our models. So how will we survive if we disdain, or worse, eliminate our models? More than that, Jesus warns anyone who might do harm to a kid. He says, if you corrupt a child, it would be better if you had a millstone hung around your neck and you were drowned in the sea. So Christ not only highlights the goodness of children, but also the grave responsibility of those who attack them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Let's make it very clear. Real Christians love and defend children. The very first Christian document on moral teaching, called the Didache, which was attributed to the apostolic community and really one of the first catechisms, says, "You shall not cause the embryo or the unborn child to perish." Those who are indifferent to Christ or hate Christ will be indifferent to children or hate children. That's what we are. That's our post-Christian society. Even the leaders of America who claim to be Catholic, who claim to be Christian, if they're fighting to make child murder easier, more available, then they are like Herod. And whether they know it or not, they are motivated by a hatred of Christ. Many people say they are Christian, but when so much of the population, even after the Supreme Court decision, still want to spread and confirm abortion, then we know that this country is actually jam-packed with enemies of Christ. And if you're one of the people who think you're a good Christian or a good Catholic, and you're indifferent, you don't really care one way or another about defending the lives of vulnerable children, well, then that means you're indifferent to Christ, because the love of Christ and the love of children go together. Now, I really don't think many of the people praying with us in this rosary fit into that category. I think the category most of us fit into is that we just don't know what to do. But we want to do something. Lord, show us what to do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, in our conversation at the end of the rosary, Teresa and I are going to talk about what we can do. But I want to make one final point here. The Holy Innocents don't just call us to defend the lives of the unborn. They should also offer great consolation to parents who have lost children, whether in the womb or before they could be baptized. Remember, the Holy Innocents are venerated by the Church as saints, and they didn't have the chance to be baptized. They didn't have the chance to grow up as practicing Christians, but they're still saints. Sacramental baptism is the normal, the best, the optimal path to salvation. But the Church, in her wisdom over the ages, has realized that there can be different kinds of baptism that the gospel doesn't explicitly tell us about. There's the baptism of blood, the baptism of the martyrs put to death by Christ's enemies. There is baptism of desire, the baptism of one who wanted to be Christian but died before they could receive baptism. And then there is infant baptism, the baptism of a child who can't make a choice or act or an act of faith for himself, but the choice and the act of faith of his parents suffices. So if you put these kinds of baptism together, baptism of blood, of desire, and of infants, whose parents want salvation for them, these kinds of baptisms give us great hope. We ask for this extraordinary grace of baptism for all the children who have died prematurely, be it through a miscarriage or abortion or before they were baptized. And we hope with confidence, absolute confidence in God's mercy, that one day we will see all the children who did not grow up on earth, and we'll find them full grown and glorious and rejoicing in heaven with those first holy innocents who are their patrons. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, really the point we were making through this whole meditation was that the attack on children, that child murder, was the norm in the world before Christ came. And it was only conversion to Christianity that changed all that around the world. But as the world turns more and more away from Christ, the acceptance, the defense, the addiction to abortion rises. Which means the solution 2,000 years ago is still the same solution today. It's only conversion to Christ that will change the tide. There's no other way.
I think before I wouldn't have accepted that as a simple answer, because I would have wanted it to be solved with both faith and logic. But I think faith is the most logical answer here, because the big issue is that if you don't have a God, then you are your own God. You are the highest being in your world. And the only way you'll do anything to serve yourself at that point.
Wow.
But I don't think there's really any other reason on a logical level to serve others before yourself.
It's so profound what you just said, because when you deny God, see, the pagan cultures believed in gods. And so they worshiped gods.
That's true, but different kinds of gods.
They worshiped, but they believed in gods. In a culture that
you sound like you're making a point here, so sorry, but they believed in gods, but they still often served those gods entirely for their own, like the thought of human sacrifice was very often so that their wrath isn't brought down upon us.
Correct.
But go on.
No, this is a good point. They were pagan, which means they believed that there were gods. You're right, they worship them to get what they thought they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, unknowingly, they were serving demons. As we just talked about with Guadalupe, the Aztecs were worshiping the sun god and the serpent god, but really they were worshiping demons that demanded human sacrifice. But they believed that there was something beyond them. The pagans believed that they weren't atheists. This is my point.
Mm-hmm.
But now as the world grows atheist, now people think they are God. So instead of worshiping a false god that's really a demon, you're worshiping yourself, and you've become a demon.
That is the most succinct way of putting it.
And you're offering child sacrifice to yourself to preserve your way of life,
mm-hmm.
your cult, to preserve your cult.
Yeah.
It's a cult of self.
It's interesting. I feel like there's this very, I think it's a human response, and actually almost animalistic, this instinct to just survive by any means. But you do survive to a point where you're no longer acting humanely. So you're surviving at any cost, but the cost is yourself, your life, who you are. And at that point, why go on?
Yeah, yeah. Jesus has this amazing line where he says, he who seeks to save his life will lose it.
Mm.
And the more we live a selfish life, the more we lose
yeah.
our own life.
I think of it this way. There are many people that I would die for, and they're really good company. But if I died for myself, what would I even have? I mean, first of all, you can't die for yourself. But I mean, if I sacrificed everyone else for me, I'm not even good company at that point. Now I'm a wretched person, you know?
So true. And that's why the world is descending into loneliness.
Mm. Not just loneliness, but they hate the world and they hate themselves.
Why?
Because I don't think you can find... I think I said this earlier, but we want love so badly that we will love ourselves and hope that that fulfills us, but we can't be fulfilled by our own love. And it's not even that you can be fully fulfilled by others loving you. You can only be fulfilled in loving others.
Now, okay, now you've hit it. And I think that you can't just love yourself. You need somebody else to
exactly.
love you.
Yeah, you do need that. But that's something we have less control over is what I mean. And you don't, your survival, your salvation isn't dependent upon what other people do.
No. But we do need other people to love us. We need other people to delight in us. And I think that's what begins to bring us out of the shell of selfishness.
Mm. That's Which, true.
Do you think so?
It's true, but it depends. Because many people, when they're loved, think, I deserve this so much and that is why I'm loved. But I don't have to love you in return because you're not worth loving as much as I am. It doesn't necessarily bring to light truth in the way that I think loving people selflessly does. Loving people without return at first. And I also think that's the only means to be loved in return.
But don't you think that's the beginning of delighting in another person?
Exactly. But what I mean is that you can't expect those people to simply turn their lives around by them beginning to, or them being loved. But we can turn our own lives by loving them and by witness.
Yes, yes.
I think it's the witness of showing them what a human is like when they love that turns them, but just loving them, I guess you have to love them the right way because you can give them the impression that love is a validation of wrong.
Mm. Yes, that's true. That's a good point. That's not what we're saying.
Or I guess in a very roundabout way, I'm trying to say that selfish people take love selfishly.
Hmm. It was conversion to Christ that brought the world to value children. It's the same now. But what do we do? So what we're saying is it's an issue of evangelization and conversion.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we do as believers to help other people come to Christ and to love Him? What's the method? Now, I think the only valid method there is authentic friendship.
Absolutely. I do agree with that.
I think it is. So what do you think authentic friendship looks like?
Mutual understanding, ideally.
How does that happen?
Come to know and understand someone.
Okay, that's good.
Invest time in them, even if that time feels wasted at times.
Yes. So you have to invest time in them so that you can come to know and understand them.
I think often it means disagreeing, but it is very important that first you eradicate hate, in the sense that if you hate them you hate the thing that they are clinging to, if you approach everything with hate, you're never going to move them to love.
So how do you get over that when you know they believe or live in some way that is hateful, is bad, it's self-destructive? How do you deal with that so that you're not putting that in their face all the time?
It's a good question. I feel like you're asking me a lot of questions that are over my pay grade here.
You could always turn the tables.
It's true. All right, how would you answer that?
I think it's that just what you said. We have to begin by getting to know people. And we can always find something good within them to validate. We don't validate their sin.
You have to come to understand them, which I think does help with the hate thing.
Oh, yeah.
To fully understand where they're coming from and maybe go deeper than the first couple of answers.
Yeah.
Because if it's someone who's struggling with a pretty big vice and let's say they're addicted to drugs and you say, why are you doing this? And they say, because it feels good. If you stop there, that is really not going to get much done as far as your own understanding and your own dislike of it. And they're going to know that you don't understand. Mm-hmm. So you really have to come to know and understand and love individuals.
So if you have a person, a son or daughter, a family member, a friend, a colleague who really believes in abortion rights, what are you going to do? Well, you can distance yourself from them. You can fight with them. Neither will help them. Or you can make the investment to get to know and understand them and know that it's going to be a long haul and hang in there.
It's going to be very uncomfortable. There might be a very dissonant relationship, but that doesn't mean it's a bad relationship.
Right, right. But it's friendship. It is good conversation. What we're talking about is good conversation. And then it's ultimately leading them, inviting them to prayer. Because prayer is where a person meets Jesus.
But I think this is where I think I'm understanding your previous point about teaching others to pray. When introducing people to prayer, I think it is helpful to tell them, I'm not asking you to just recite some rote prayers because I think it will work like magic, but teaching them there is a God, you can talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's it. We have a mutual friend who crisscrossed the country debating atheists, well-known atheists. And he got to the point where he wouldn't debate them unless they first had supper with him. And because he wanted to get to know them. And what he found was that they were atheists because they had deep suffering, and that the thing that got them out of their atheism was he invited them to pray. And many of them did.
I think I always struggle against this, and I realize I think it's only because I want to be the thing. It's this desperate need that we want to be the thing that changes people. But what it sounds like I'm hearing is that it will always be God. It will never truly be you.
This is why I love this on the heels of Our Lady of Guadalupe just a few weeks ago, because what you had a culture that they sacrificed 50,000 men, women, and children, one out of every five children, And the whole thing changed so rapidly. Why? Not because the Franciscans were good at arguing against child sacrifice. They introduced them to Mary. They just introduced them to Mary. That's all they did.
That's a really good point.
And everything changed.
Yeah.
I think that Our Lady of Guadalupe, this profound image of Mary, the pregnant Mary, I think Our Lady of Guadalupe is the answer to abortion in the world. It's we have to introduce people to their mother and to prayer and the rosary. So yeah. Through friendship, guess what? Through friendship and good conversation, we want to invite people ultimately to prayer in the rosary. I think that's the answer.
I think I need to give up more often and let God do the heavy lifting.
We have to do our part. Our part's 100%. The friendship.
I guess I shouldn't, I jokingly say give up, but give up on my means.
Well, we think that I think that what happens is we tend to think that it all hangs on us, rides on us. So then we do give up.
Absolutely.
But when we know that it's Jesus and Mary, then we will actually have the courage to do it, because it's not us.
Mm.
Thanks for the conversation.
I was about to say the same thing.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.